Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is 8:22, Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and joining us now, Congressman Gary Palmer, to talk about a number of things happening in our country right now, involving us and all of us here in the United States. Congressman Gary, welcome back in. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on, JT.
So I tell you, a lot's going on here with what's happening with this administration that just, I continue to scratch my head and go, where's the common sense in the room? Let's start, first of all, with the latest, as we were just talking with John Decker, our White House correspondent, on this Iran situation and Raisi's statement, his latest statement, basically telling Biden, keep your nose out of our business, this discussion about ballistic missiles, forget about it. It's a regional presence that I'm not negotiating, and this is my region, not yours, so back off. We know where President Trump stood with Iran, with the sanctions, basically taking us out of the Iran nuclear deal. And here comes Biden. Well, let's be softer and try and renegotiate. And basically, this new conservative leader there for Iran is basically telling him, no, go pound salt. I don't even want to talk to you. I'll do what I want to do over here. So, I mean, are we in dangerous territory again? Where do you think the administration may move now after seeing the latest statement from this new elected president of Iran?
Well, there's two things that I think your listeners need to keep in mind. Number one, is President Biden was part of the administration that shipped Iran cash by the pallet load that they basically used then to produce weapons that were used against our troops. The yep. second thing is this new leader in Iran, his hands literally drip with blood. And this is a huge mistake. It will be recorded in history if we don't intervene and stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons and keep them really from developing the capacity to launch missiles from Iran at Israel and other allies in the region.
You know, the military, they're kind of buttoned up, you know, and he is, Biden, the commander in chief. So when it comes to the generals in the Pentagon, they obviously are aware of the dangerous situation that Iran is presenting here and that our country is getting ourselves back into. They won't come out publicly and make statements against their commander in chief. You just don't do that to your bosses in the military. But don't you believe that the guys that are in charge of what we do around this world militarily in keeping our country safe are over at the Pentagon going, can you believe this garbage that we're in right now? Something dangerous is going to happen if we don't act up. Will they speak out more now than ever, or do they have to toe the company line, so to speak, with the commander-in-chief?
He is the commander-in-chief, JT. I mean, the American people elected him. He's the commander-in-chief, so they're going to follow orders. But the thing is that they have access to intelligence that surely the president has access to, but there's a certain hubris that exists with people like Biden and John Kerry and folks like that that think they can reason with these terrorists. And it's just not the case. And anyone who's read much history at all knows it's never worked out well when they've taken that route. Most notably in England with Prime Minister Chamberlain thinking that he could negotiate with Hitler. These right. are people who are determined to carry out these horrendous acts, and they will if we let them.
Congressman Gary Palmer with us right now. Talk a little bit more about what's happening with this administration and where we are globally. First of all, let's talk about what's happening here in the United States with some bills that are getting a vote this week, Gary. Police reform, that's on the ballot, up for discussion this week in a vote. So your thoughts on where we are with this and where the vote may end up?
Well, it'll be on party lines, I'm pretty sure. The Republicans had put together a proposal in the last Congress to increase the amount of funding for training, for providing equipment for the police, more body cameras, make sure that they all have the body cameras. But what you see with the Democrats is really taking the police in a whole different direction, defunding a lot of police departments around the country. And the interesting thing is, JT, we had a hearing a couple of weeks ago about the children at the border, the unaccompanied children at the border. Mm-hmm. And the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, Frank Pallone, made the comment that they were coming to this country to escape violence in their countries. And as you recall, Kamala Harris visited Guatemala. Do you realize that the murder rate is more than five times higher in St. Louis than it is Guatemala?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost four times higher in Baltimore. So here we are defunding the police and creating situations more violent than these kids are leaving.
I can't imagine this getting the votes needed to continue with this direction of the police in this country, and the mantra that, you know, a couple of bad incidents involving police officers should ruin and just destroy the entire profession. And I thought Kamala Harris was pro law enforcement, and as a former prosecutor would be pushing back a little bit on this, but it doesn't seem that we're seeing any of that from her.
No, you know, the more they attack the police, the more they take the funding away, the harder it's going to be to get people to serve in that capacity. And we need top quality, talented young people to go into law enforcement. And what the Democrats are doing right now is telling them, don't even think about it. You get top quality talent. It's like anything else, JT. You know this. Running a radio station, having a football team, you get top talent, you train it well, and you'll do well.
Right. Well, I don't see this going in the right direction either. And you're right. Police are, you know, having big times, you know, putting staff on their forces. People are leaving the profession in droves. And the negative rhetoric pushed by the left media and the Democrats is just going to bite them in the butt at the end of the day. It's just awful. Well, Gary, I appreciate you. Thank you for being with me. We'll have you back soon. Congressman Gary Palmer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.